The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hey, this is Lou Mangiello from WW Radio, and I love Mike Scopa and Michelle and, of course, the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to part two of a discussion regarding East Coast versus West Coast run Disney races. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on this show will be Michelle Scribner-McLean and from Villarica, Georgia, Eddie McCoy. We will continue our discussion on the pros and cons of East Coast run Disney races versus West Coast run Disney races. What do you think? We're going to continue right now. And Eddie, why don't you start us off on the second round of pros for the East Coast?
Well, the second round, you know, I'll be honest with you. The best thing about a Disney World race is, for me, is familiarity. Because I've done more, and it's more of a personal thing. I think, you know Disney property better than you do, say, Disneyland, where you get outside. And once again, it kind of ties into the characters out there. You have a sense of where you are at all times, no matter what race you're in. Whereas at Disneyland, you can be out, especially if you don't live out there, you don't know what these streets are. You don't know. You know, you can be running somewhere and you don't have a clue where it is to get back, where Disneyland is. You know, you're just running. And so I think, at least when you're on property running a Disney race, for those especially, I mean, if you just visited a little bit, you have an idea of where you are at all times on the race course. So I think the familiarity in that aspect, Disney World has it.
Yeah, when you think about it, no matter where you are running in Walt Disney World, you pretty much know where you are. Whereas if you're running through the streets of Anaheim, it's like, okay, where is Angel Stadium? Where is, you know, which way is Disneyland? So yeah, I agree. Michelle, guys?
All right, so I think the next thing, and you guys might disagree with me, I know that there are, you know, now there pretty much are as many Disneyland races as there were are Disney World races, but I think for the variety of courses, there are more course varieties at Walt Disney World. You know, so you have the chance to do the marathon. The 10K team seems to be pretty much the same, but there are a few 5K options. And there are different options, you know, in terms of day and night at Walt Disney World where you don't have that at Disneyland. So I think if you want to run different lengths and different conditions, different times of day, you have more choices at Walt Disney World.
That's true.
Thoughts? Discuss?
Well, just for the record, for 2016, right now there are more West Coast races than East Coast races.
Really?
On a count of 4-3 because Expedition Everest and Tara Tara is not on the slate as far as we know, so it's actually 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. Eddie, you want to comment on what Michelle said?
No, I agree. I think you definitely get different options there.
Yeah.
You know, and then now the one day, not that we're going back to pros, but Disneyland, every half course is a different course.
Mm-hmm.
So which is nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But as far as the conditions, the night races versus the morning, and it definitely, I like that.
My pro for the East Coast is, again, it's a little bit of running, but it's more than just running, because you know when you go to either Disneyland or the Disneyland Resort or the Walt Disney World Resort, it's more than just a running vacation. It's a Disney vacation. So I think you get more bang for your buck on the East Coast. And by that I mean, number one, you're running through more parks. Number two, you're going to be visiting more parks before and after you run, you do the race. And I just think that you just get more for the amount of money that you spend to get there and to enjoy the parks and everything. I think that you get a little bit more bang for your buck on the East Coast than the West Coast. especially most of us live east of the Mississippi, and it's cheaper to get to Walt Disney World than it is to get to Disneyland. So that would be my last pro for the East Coast.
Let me say one more pro, and it's okay. Also a, I mean, these are all kind of pros and con. Pro for West Coast or East Coast, and then con for the other. But the finish line, let me say this. The finish line area at Disney World races, to me, are a lot better than Disneyland races. They have a better reunion area. They have a bigger area. They have vendors, they have beer vendors. They have – you actually feel inclined to stay a little bit and hang around and enjoy it, whereas Disneyland is pretty much get your stuff and get out. I mean, they have this – I don't mean it in a bad way, but they do have the stage, but it's not – whereas in Disney World seems to be throwing characters out still after races. And I mean, to me, the finish line area is a better experience. Not that there's a whole lot of difference, but there's definitely more to, if you want a beer after a race, you're not going to find one at Disneyland, but you will at Disney World.
You know, Eddie, you just did a great transitional 2 minutes, because we were going from pros to cons. And basically you said, Disneyland's finish line is not as good as Disney World. So I think you did exactly what this show was aiming towards, and that is you're now turning us towards the cons of Disneyland. So with that, I'm going to go to Michelle and give us
all right. That was a good one. So I like that the hotels are all close by, but I still, when I go to a Disney resort, I still would prefer to stay in a Disney hotel. And I have found it more difficult, of course, because there are fewer choices, to stay in a Disneyland hotel. It's more expensive. The DVC points are more. You have to really know what you're doing when you're booking your trip. And oftentimes, because the demand is there, I find it's harder to get in. So there's a lack of hotels, and that kind of just adds a level of stress. So it's not related to racing per se, because there are a lot of good neighbor hotels that are fine, but I want to stay at a Disney resort, and it, just because there are only three, it makes it more difficult there.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things that it's funny because I just talked about how historical it is to be in Disneyland Resort, but I really think that the Disneyland Resort parks in total are not conducive to good running conditions as they are in the East Coast races. And by that I mean while you're on the property and while you're in the parks. Disneyland was built in the 50s, and it's really not going to be part of the race in which you're going to be able to, try to get that PR. When you get to California Adventure, it's a little different. Whereas when you run in the Magic Kingdom, it's pretty good. When you run in Epcot, it's pretty good. When you run in the studios, it can be good for a while unless you're making these turns, and then you get to Animal Kingdom and there's an issue there. But I think that all in all, I think that the Disneyland Resort races are not the kinds of races that you can look towards to possibly getting a PR if you really wanted to try to get a PR in a run Disney race. Eddie, do you have another con for West Coast?
The West Coast is more of a difference. I would say that Disneyland can get more crowded than Disney World, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Especially in the thicker parts, especially when you enter the beginning races. What happens are they put them in bigger corrals. Disney World figured out the smaller corrals and the lot longer. Whereas Disneyland is still doing these bigger corrals. And so if you're trying to run that first mile to 2 miles, it never goes that I do not see somebody eat it in the middle of a crowd, just because in running on roads.
But eat it, you mean fall down or get
fall
hurt?
Fall down. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Because in the center of the roads, they have the reflectors that stick out.
Oh, yeah.
And it never fails, that somebody's going to run, and they're running in a big group you can't see, and your foot hits it, and you go down. And it's just... Whereas Disney World, you can start out at Disney World, no matter what corral, you can start moving to begin with. Now, you're going to hit points that choke up on the course, but Disneyland, it is a nightmare to try to get any kind of rhythm going the first 2 miles, no matter what race, unless you're at the very front of the very first corral.
I agree. And my con is going to be close to what Eddie just said, but Michelle, let's go with yours.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the next thing I have is more related to visiting the Disneyland Resort versus running, so I'm not sure if I should.
It's part of the
okay.
Disney
so, just the travel from the airport is, you know, there's not a magic. What's it called?
Magic Express.
And I mean, that you can pay for the transportation. And also the ticketing, I have found that the ticketing at Disneyland, every time I've gotten a ticket or been with somebody who's gotten a ticket, it's been just a really disaster. Like, either you have to wait a really long time or, I don't know, I'm not crazy about the ticketing system in there. Of course, there are no magic bands there either. And you have to get your picture taken. And no magic bands yet, yeah. But it just seems... just getting in and out of the parks and getting to the resort is much, it's like more of a waste of time. It's not as streamlined as it is at Walt Disney World.
I think what I'm hearing is that you're both saying that there aren't as many options in Disneyland as there is in Disney World. And when you've got people coming from all walks of life and, you know, budgets and stuff like that, it's much easier to go to Walt Disney World because you have a lot of options and then, you know, because it's more than just a run Disney weekend. Mm-hmm. So my last con for the West Coast is that, and I've seen this several times, I just think that when you look at how Run Disney runs the races out there, I don't think it's run they run as well as they are on the East Coast. And I want to say it's like a Run Disney.
So run, run Disney runs the races as yeah, run as well.
Run Disney
the
Junior.
The management of
it's a Run Disney Junior outfit out there. I
oh,
really don't think it's yeah. And you know, we've talked Michelle, first time we're out there, we talked to a couple of Run Disney people, and they were flown out there from Florida to help. But I see things, and Eddie talked about the corrals. He talked about that stuff, and you know the corral integrity I think is not what it is in Disneyland as it is in Disney World. I think that there are just ways.
You mean
that,
like people can get into the corrals more easily?
Yeah,
yeah
that,
I think you're right.
And I think Eddie talked about the finish line and stuff. So I really think that you know it's not quite the same experience as it is. It's more of a I don't know. It's more on a grander scale at Walt Disney World than Disneyland. So I think for that matter, I would say, you know, if you really want something really to knock your socks off, I would go to
yeah,
the
you
East
know,
Coast.
It's interesting. I ran into John Hughes. I think I probably mentioned this on the podcast, and he was saying that his company is going to be taking over the LA Marathon and that they might have an office mm-hmm. in California. And I'm wondering if that's another... you know, reason for that is so that they could handle the Run Disney events.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, so we're heading down the stretch, and I'm going to ask Eddie, I want you to start us off and talk about the cons of the East Coast Run Disney races.
I'll say the biggest con for me on an East Coast race versus a West Coast, I feel like my time on my feet on the East Coast is always greater than my time on my feet on the West Coast.
Oh, that's a good one, Eddie.
So I think there's much more walking on the East Coast. Especially, I mean, every time you go to a park, it is, you know, it's you're just always on your feet. You have to walk, you know. Where the bus stop, where you park, it's just way more walking on the East Coast than the West Coast. And in the Expo, too, I mean, you know, like I said, there's a lot of walking at the Expo. There's a lot of walking on the East Coast compared to the West Coast, whereas the West Coast, I think, is more relaxed and you can relax a little bit better. And I think the East Coast is more up and at them.
Yeah, and mine actually kind of goes along with that, too. I feel like, especially before big races, that I get less park time at Walt Disney World because it's so much more of a project to get to the different parks, where in Disneyland you can just pop over for an hour and feel like you're staying off your feet. So I feel like, you know, before a marathon, if I was going to do a marathon at Disneyland, I could still, you know, maybe really quickly go into a restaurant in the park or just go see one attraction, where, you know, if I was going to the Magic Kingdom, you have to, depending on how you're getting there, you'd have to go to the TTC and take a monorail. It's like a big deal. Even, you know, coming in from the parking lot of Epcot, use a tram or a long walk, it's a big deal. So I feel like I get less, like when I'm at Walt Disney World for a race, I get less park time than when I'm at Disneyland.
So it's funny because I'm going to, my con sort of is an over encompassing comment on what both of you said, and this is what I mean. I think that when you're going to an East Coast run Disney event, it requires you to do much more planning than you would for an East Coast. And by that I mean you have to think about park time before the race, a day before the race, I should say. You have to think about things like, okay, how late should I stay out? How long, Eddie, should I stay on my feet the night before a race? And then you got to think about, okay, I have to get up real early. Mm. If I'm on the East Coast, it's not like I'm at the Grand Californian, and I can, you know, get to my corral in 15 minutes. It's like Eddie said. I mean, you look at your Fitbit, and you've already walked like 2 miles before you even get to the start.
Like you could say, I'm going to go see World of Color and still make it to bed at a reasonable time in Disneyland, you could never do that.
No. And that's one of the things we tell people who are going for their very first Run Disney event, that they have to think about things like that. And because it's so spread out as compared to Disneyland, like Eddie said, you're spending time on your feet. So my con again is that you really are required to do a lot more planning. Well, guys, I think we've pretty much gone through the whole bucket list of the pros and cons of East Coast and West Coast, and we want our listeners to chime in and give us their impressions, especially those who have experienced both, who could give us some insight as to what they have experienced and how they feel about both the West Coast Run Disney events and the East Coast.
What do you mean? We didn't hit every single one of them?
You never know. There could be somebody out there, you know. I mean, there are a couple things that I could list, but, you know, I'm going to rely on our listeners to give us insight. Eddie, we want to thank you again for coming on and sharing with us your insight. It's always a valuable resource to have you here and give us your insight. So thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
And Michelle, thank you too.
I wasn't doing anything else today, so my pleasure.
So for Eddie McCoy and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.